Steps or steps of the five and say better than the...
Very nice. Very, very nice. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Everybody said that?
No. But you tell me how to do. Okay. This week's learning is sponsored by Ilan Nishmas Reuven Leib and Mordechai and Tavia Leib, the Chayim. May the learning be an eschus for their neshamas, sponsored by their children, Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Lipton. Hey, Nishmasam Tzurur B'Tzrayer HaChayim. Okay, we are going to start again from the Mishnah Novavim at Beis. I know we did it on Friday, but we got stuck in the middle. We didn't come to a real good stop, so we'll start again. Dr. Hey, look at Mishnah. Amanu l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedjit min erison. And Amanu l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedjit, who only had erison. Now, biblically speaking, at this point, they are owned by a kayin. They are owned by a kayin. And,
acquired.
But, what?
Acquired.
Acquired, I'm sorry. I'll take that back, politically correct. I know. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. Acquired by a kayin. And as acquired by a kayin, they're king and kasbai. However, Rabbana don't let an arusa eat truma. But she is a bas kayin, the way Rashi learns in his first shot. She's a bas kayin. The question is, once she lives with her husband, she will become a chalala. And if she becomes a chalala, she will lose her rights to kahuna permanently. But at this point, she's not a chalala. She's a bas kayin. Yeah, her father is a kayin. Her father is a kayin, and her husband's a kayin. Rashi learns that way in the first shot. You don't see that. If you did see that, then Rashi couldn't say a second shot. See, because Rashi is very bothered. If it's a Bas Yisrael, no Arusa Bas Yisrael eats Truma. So what are we talking about eating Truma now? That's Rashi's problem. The problem in this mission...
She
the rights, but Rabbanan said no.
Okay, but the rights she
can. Again, but the Mishnah says, well, you're eating Truma. No Arusa eats Truma. Again, if you learn this Mishnah and you don't know anything, the Mishnah says a woman gets erisin to a kain gadol, and a man of a kain gadol, grusha v'chalutza to a kain hedjit, doesn't eat truma. Who is this girl? Is she a bas Yisrael? She can never eat truma when she has erisin to a kain. The Mishnah Ksuba said that she can't eat truma until she gets married. Again, the Mishnah says, well, you're a little bit truma, practically.
But it's funny, though, you don't know what that means.
Again, if you learn this, I'm asking you, when you learn this Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, well, you're a little bit truma, doesn't that seem to say that had she not been to a chalol, had she not been to a kayin gadol, had she been to a regular kayin, this almana, she would eat truma. Isn't that what it's saying? Isn't that the inference? So what kind of girl who marries who's an Erusa to a Kayan can eat Truma? The Mishnah seems to say the problem is because she's an Amana L'Kayan Gadol and a Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kayan Hedjah.
That's why she can't
eat Truma, and that's why Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says she can because nothing's happened yet. Right? That means the inference is clear here. The problem is who she's marrying. So Rashi has a problem, and he's going to have to deal with it in both of his pshatim. No girl as an arusa can eat truma. Why are we talking about this arusa not eating truma?
Why can't the answer be? You mean they're abundant? Yeah, can't be an answer.
Now what?
He's talking about they're abundant. They can't, no one can eat
it. So it means to say that a regular girl. Tell me. So if it would be a regular girl.
A regular girl married to a
Kayan, not a Amana L'Kayan Gadol and a Grusha Chalutza to the Kayan Hedjit.
And is married to a real Kohen?
Yeah.
Yeah, then she should be
a... But she's not, right? The Rabbanan said she can't. So Rashi has to deal with this question. Because of this question, Rashi has to offer you two pshatim. His first pshat is, we're talking about a Bas Kayan. She's eating truma as a girl. And then when she gets mureses to a kayin, she can eat truma. She can eat her father's truma. Or her husband's truma. Because she's eating truma anyway.
But if she does marry these guys.
She marries these guys, she has to stop. That's Rashi's first pshat. He doesn't like that pshat. He will offer a second pshat. His second pshat is that it's going like the Mishnah Rishayna. The Mishnah Rishayna said in Subas that at a certain point in time, an Arusa can eat Truma. When the time comes for him to marry and he doesn't marry and he has to start feeding her, the Mishnah Rishayna said at that point you can eat Truma. Later on, they changed it. But at one point in history, at the time of an Arusa, was able to eat Truma at a certain point during her Erusin. Later on, the Mishnah Rishayna changed it. But there was a point in history that an Arusa was allowed to eat Truma. A regular Bas Yisrael, Mureses Sekayin, when the time of marriage came and he didn't marry her, he didn't do Nisuin, she got a right to eat Truma because he had to start feeding her, and when he started feeding her, he made sure that everything was in the up and up. Later on, they said he still might find the mum. But at the beginning, they said that was good enough. At that point in history, what would happen if she married an Amana Lekayin Gadol? Or a Grusha Lekayin to Lekayin Hajit? That's what the Mishnah is going on. What? Before they changed the Mishnah Achrayna, at that point there was an Arusa that could eat Truma. Zok the Mishnah, that this Arusa of an Amana of the Kain God, the Grusha of the Chalutz of the Kain Hedges, can never eat Truma, even after the time comes. That's how Rashi answers the question according to the second Shabbat. He doesn't like the first Shabbat because it went to Gemara. He's going to point it out in the Gemara. That's why we're going to learn the Rashi inside. But he has two answers to the question of why are we dealing with this girl not eating truma to infer that other girls eat truma during erusin. They don't. His first answer is it's a bas kayin. A bas kayin eats truma during erusin. Oh, she eats truma during erusin, but if she's married to an amana, if she's an amana l'kayin god l'gush v'chavutz l'kayin hedit, she cannot eat truma during erusin. That's shot number one. Shot number two is... Shot number two is the Bas Yisrael. And it's talking about, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, who held that there's a time during Erusin that a Bas Yisrael could eat Truma as an Arusa. But not if it's a Amana L'Kayin Gadol, Grusha L'Chalutz L'Kayin Hedget. Those are going to be the two pshatim that Rashi offers in our Mishnah. First he's going to learn the first shot, point out why he doesn't like it, then come back and say the second shot. Yes?
When you say mean from, okay.
It's while they're erusin.
I want to kind of, it means you're defining what is that.
No, it's not talking about that.
Why not?
That's not what it means.
The time we have mean that erusin, that's what it meant.
Okay, well, that's what Rashi says, not like you. So take a look at Rashi, and he says, but there is not like you.
It was like becoming like the going. Hey, look at Rashi. Rashi, Bob, your question.
Rashi says not like you. I want to finish the Mishnah. Shimon Gamli Lazar, Shimon Machshirim. This Armel and his Garshu, Min Hanesuin Psulas, Min Haerisin Cheris, if afterwards they never consummated the marriage, so they never became a Chalala. So then the Ksheris eat Truma if they have an opportunity to do that. According to the first Pshat in Rashi, very simply, they're Bas Kayin. According to the second Pshat in Rashi is, if they were to marry a Kayin, they would be kosher to eat Truma. Rashi. Min Erusin le'echlu b'truma mishoshin eskachu le'elu. Rashi translates it clearly. Le'echlu b'truma mishoshin eskachu le'elu kedushe aveira. Nipsil le'echlu b'truma. He's translating the word Min Erusin. He's saying as soon as they had Kedushin, they cannot eat Truma. The Bein Asha of her father's house in Bas Kayani. They say at this point she can continue eating Truma until she becomes a Chalola. If he does consummate the marriage with her, he makes her a Chalola. This armul and his garshim and a kahanim alalu, men and suim psulois the shav yechalolah bibiyasai. If they had had a relationship with their husband who is usher to them, they would become chalolas. Imin erusin sheres. Afilu rameir lepasum imin erusin ela bechayeyan. The mishnah meres will be absula because she's waiting for a biyabsula. Avol meisu. But if they died and they never got to that point, why? She's not. Doesn't remain pasul.
If the other remote listeners could please mute themselves.
Right.
The actual marriage by Erisin, Erisin does is
she's an Aegis.
Right, there's a kalos there.
Sure.
But it's not a kalola until Bia.
Correct.
Now, is that even according to Yekiva?
Yes. Kalola only happens through Bia. Tanya Rameya Kabbalah. No, according to Mekiva, the Kedushin's not Chal. Yeah, she's not married. There's no Harrison.
No, I thought, so it comes out, in this case, it comes out as a.
Well, she's not married. According to one man, the Amon Rebbe Kiva, it was Machoikis, whether Rebbe Kiva said it by Kahuna or not. Right. Something about the Tanya Rameya Kabbalah. Who marries a bas kayan? A Yisrael that marries a bas kayan. We don't let her eat. Kedushi Aveira. When a kayan makes a Kedushi Aveira, like Hoshkein, when a Yisrael marries a bas kayan, we make her stop eating, even though she didn't do a thing wrong. And he didn't do a thing wrong. A regular Yisrael marries a bas kayan. Mazel tov. There's nothing wrong. She can't eat truma. She has to stop eating truma because she's more restlessly Yisrael. So here she did an Aveira. She married a kain that she's not allowed to marry. Right? He married her. Correct? Now, so now she should continue eating truma? That means the Aveira lets her eat longer than when she doesn't do an Aveira?
What's the Aveira?
A mother making kedushin to a kain gadol.
The Rebbe says it's the Bia.
It's not a chalowa, but it's an aveira. He's not allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to do kedushin to a.
The actual kedushin is the actual love.
It's a love, correct.
The same love.
It's if a mana la yikach. La yikach. It says,
very good,
yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Yes.
But it's funny. It's lo yikach, but the chalowa part's later.
Because chalowa has to do with living with her. One has nothing to do with the other.
But that is when a person. Absolutely lives with her. It's not a thing of love, right?
It's not so simple. Pashtus, it might be.
What?
It might be. Lo yichal. It might be over the love of lo yichal. The shayla. It's a sugyan kedushin.
It can't be
bezem et aleph. No, it's not bezem et aleph. It's iron something, and Rabbi Schwartz will fill in the blank.
Right,
by and rabbi, correct. Lo yichal, lo yichal. It's am et aleph in the middle. Something more about it.
The whole question is there's no zaris.
Again, this is all what Rashi talks about. Amrulai, sort of Lazar Reb Shimon responded, that's because he's a Yisrael, and Yisrael can't feed truma. This Kayin Gadol can feed his wives. Nothing wrong with the Kayin Gadol. So, he has the power to feed. Yisrael doesn't have the power to feed. You can't compare the two.
Why?
Yisrael can never feed it. Rabbi Berger has said. Yisrael can never feed. I'm sorry. Yisrael can never feed. It has Avram Cohn said. Yisrael can never feed. A kayin could feed, so you can't compare a kayin to a Yisrael. That's what they're answering him.
Is the problem him or her?
I know what that means.
And she's the one who can't have it, right?
Okay.
The question is, can she eat the truma?
And the answer is, Rameir said, if Yisrael can't feed his arusa, we make him stop her stop eating,
right.
And Aveira should make her stop eating
because
as well.
She can't have it because of her situation.
Her status.
Her status, exactly it, her status.
No, it,
well, like, it should be better because he can feed her, but she's not going to have it.
Again, all we're trying to say is, Remeir's Kavachimer has a hole in it. Remeir can make a Kavachimer. A Yisrael can't feed, makes a Bas Kayin stop eating Truma, so should a Kayin of an Aveira make her stop eating Truma. And the answer is, a Yisrael makes her stop eating Truma because Yisrael never has anything to do with Truma. This Kayin has the ability to feed. Who says that the Aveira changes things? What's the Kavachimer? It's not a Kalvachimer. It's apples and oranges.
So she's gaining on the deal, being an Aveira.
She was eating anyway. She's a Bas Kayin.
But she's now did an Aveira. So, Chachot Nisker?
She's not Nisker.
Oh, yes, yes, she's eating now.
Again, she was eating before. How can you prove him in Yisrael has no shaykhis to Truma to a Kayan who has shaykhis to Truma? Now, you want to tell me you're Svar Rav Chaita Nisker Gesundheit hate, but that's not a Kal V'Chaymer. Again, I'm making a Kal V'Chaymer. Rabbi Hirschfeld, who's a Velt Talmud Chacham, can't eat Truma. So how can Avram Cohn, who's a big Talmud Chacham, but not in the Madrega, Rabbi Hirschfeld, eat Truma? But the answer is Truma has nothing to do with that.
She was a Baskain, like the doctor said. She was a Baskain, she married Yisrael.
She has to stop eating Truma.
She has to stop eating Truma.
Yes.
She has shackles.
But she can't. She's in miraculously Yisrael. This is what you're doing. And I heard so. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who's the biggest Talmud Chacham, can't eat Truma. And Avraham Cohn can eat Truma. Well, Kal V'Chaymer. And the answer is, Truma has nothing to do with how much you know how to learn. That's what the Remeir is doing here. And Yisrael can't feed her, so for sure a Kayan can't feed her. And Yisrael can never feed her. Kayan could feed his wife. Rashi.
She came after they're married, not after they're heirs.
True, but he has the ability to feed. Dr. Rashi, Makadush Erishoth. When Yisrael, Kshakidish Bas Kayan, She'en Kiddusha Aveira. We don't let her eat. If she's fit to him, I don't like this shot. My heart, megamge means, like you usually use it, stutters, meaning I'm not, what? In the second middle line.
Stammering?
Stammer. My heart stammers, meaning I don't like this shot. Chada de ain't the lashon hashas. The word a machilin doesn't make sense. It's not a machilin, it's paislin. It stops her. The word should have been ma is kedusha rishus paislin kedusha avera lekoshkein. We're stopping somebody from eating truma. We're not giving her truma, we're stopping her. A machilin seems to indicate we don't start. The word eimachilin doesn't usually mean we stop. Stop is paislin. If it's a bas kayin we're talking about, so then the bas kayin has to stop. Not that the Yisrael can't feed her, she has to stop eating. That's what we're saying. That's the first thing that bothers Rashi with this shot. V'yayin, mitakama Rabbeishia. Rabbeishia will say soon, p'tzua daka kayin. A p'tzua daka kayin. A kayin who has his psuadaka means his testicles were wounded in a way that makes it usher to marry a Jewish girl. Chakidish Bas Yisrael, Banu the Machlokes Remei of Rablazer. Right? We come to the Machlokes Remei and Rablazer whether she can eat Truma before they consummate the marriage. Lekani Psuadaka Chakidish Bas Kayan, there it doesn't say Kedushin. Shmamina, the Pukta Bas Nisan, Laba Bas Kayan, Lechudehu. There it doesn't say p'tua daka kayin shekidish bas kayin, it says shekidish bas Yisrael. Now, if you're telling me this whole sugya only is with a bas kayin, what are you bringing bas Yisrael in? If you're telling me Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon just let her continue eating truma, so p'tua daka that's mekadish a bas Yisrael, she's not continuing to eat truma, so the comparison is not even a comparison. If our Mishnah is only talking about bas kayin, and the reason Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon let her eat truma is because she was eating till now. What in the world are you bringing in Tzuadaka, Shekidish Bas Yisrael? To say Tzuadaka, Shekidish Bas Kayan. That would be the analogous case. Right? Shmamina, the Plukta de Masnis and Lab Bas Kayan must be that our Mishnah is not only talking about Bas Kayan. How could he say that Rabbi Tzuadak is mekadosh a bat Yisrael? She eats. The bat Yisrael miyami. He never said it by bat Yisrael. The tragedy, if my first shot is right, then the Gemara that says Tzuadak a kaiyach kiddush bat Yisrael is not true, because the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon never said that he can start feeding. All they said is she continue eating. The bat Yisrael is not continuing. Therefore, Zakrashi shelved the first pshat. And we're going to learn a new pshat in our Mishnah. Lashon Achar. Who Iker. Amon of the Kayan, God Lagusha, the Chalutz of the Kayan, Hedim, and the Eris of the Yechlu, the Truma. Bain Bibat Kayan, Bain Bibat Yisrael, Kamari. We're talking about Bat Kayan and about Yisrael. The Bat Kayan could have voracious. By Bat Kayan, she was eating till now. The Bat Yisrael, by leaving the Mishnah Rishayna. By Bat Yisrael, according to the Mishnah Rishayna. Meaning this Mishnah was written in the interim between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna. When there was an Arusa that was able to eat Truma, in the historical period of time, when an Arusa was able to eat Truma even though she was a Bat Yisrael, who married a Kayan, there was a time during the Eris that she could start eating Truma. That's when this Mishnah was written, in that interlude.
And during the time period that passed her, that she should have started feeding
her. Right. And then she would be able to start eating Truma. What if it's an Amana to a Kayan God? A Bat Yisrael, who could never eat Truma. She's married to a Kayan God who has to start feeding her. Because she's an Amana of a Kayan God, because he had time to marry her. Can she eat Truma or not? That's the Shiloh. She's a Bat Yisrael. And it's not to stop her from eating Truma, it's to start letting her eat Truma. Time came, and he didn't get married. Eichlus mishaloi, eichlus v'truma. Become a mayor. I'm on the kain gadol. Avagav the kedusha, kedusha v'kinyan kasmihi. Even though it's a valid kedusha, it's illegal, but it's valid. And he acquired her. Leisaychal v'truma kesharah arusas l'kain shayichlus minatayra. She's not like any other Arusa who, after the time period of Hagiyah's man, is allowed to eat Truma. My time is Yishtam Eris will be a Savera, because she's headed to a Bia Savera. For a blood eruption, Makshirim, the king of Chasmi. I be Mishim Chalala, her calls Manshle Bala, Loydis Chalala. That's Rashi's second shot. It's a Bas Yisrael who marries Amon Lekayin Gadol, or Gushan Achalut Lekayin Hedin. And she reaches the time period that a regular Arusa would start eating. So now she wants to know, can I eat Truma? Dr. Meir, no, because you're headed to a B'Yipsula, and they're not. And Zokt Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, she might be headed there, but she's not there yet. So now she can eat Truma. Dr. Meir, Kavah Chaimer, going back to the Gemara, right? Mark, the Gemara, she's going to explain it in a minute. Ms. Armel and his Garshu. She's allowed to marry a kayan if she's a salmalu. The gabi grusha bas kayan ik sheri betruma. By a grusha, it's only if it's a bas kayan. If she's a bas yisrael, she'll never be able to eat truma again. When asum sula, the shavi chalala. Now Rabbi Elazar says, the mayor says the kavu chaymer. Ma kedusha yisrael. Rishos, yisrael shekidish bas yisrael ein machila betruma. Even though he didn't do anything wrong, kedusha averes kareilu the coach grain. Isn't it for sure he shouldn't start feeding her truma? We're talking about starting to feed her. Machilin. Yisrael who marries a Bas Yisrael.
A Bas Yisrael?
Yes. Never can feed her truma, even though no Avera was done. So a Kayin who doesn't Avera should be able to feed his wife truma? That's explaining the Mishnah. He's explaining the Mishnah according to the second shot.
So he says, like I was saying before, though.
The what?
Mina Kohanim Halalu.
In the second Mina Erison. It's going, and when she becomes widowed from this man.
So now she's wanted to go to another
Kayan? A Karambana can marry another Kayan. She never got to become a Halalu. He never consummated the marriage. Mina Erison.
So therefore, she's not really an Amana?
She's an Amana, but Amana can marry a Kayan.
But why are we.
Let me finish with the question.
Right. But why are we?
Now, by Gucci has a problem. What does it mean, Minas and Cheris? Cheris or what? She's a Gucci. She can't marry a Kayan. And we're talking about Bas Yisrael. So he says, if she's a Bas Kayan, she can go back to eat Truma from her father.
By Gucci
also. She can't marry a Kayan. Yes.
But why are we saying, but eventually she's going to be into a.
That's what Meir Svara.
But right now, it seems like, right now, there's no Avera.
Correct.
It's not true, but Rebbe said, actually, the Aris is a...
They did the Aver already. It's done.
No, Rebbe just...
It's done.
That's what you meant? I thought it meant he did an Avera.
He did the Avera at the time of Kedusha. Now it's done.
That means there's an Avera, so that you can't, you shouldn't be able to...
Why? She's married to what's wrong? Why can't she eat truma now?
You did a lav. You did a lav.
But it's over and done with.
What do you mean over and done with? You did a lav. Coach Nisker? Someone said that.
Nighting coming with the Svar of Chayka Nisker.
And it's the greatest Svar. It's in all the ever did the tradition somewhere. No, it's a Bubba Kama, no?
No, it's in Shabbos.
Not
Bubba Kama. Olive of an olive.
When are we going to reach the levels of Rebbe? Here's what I'm saying. He doesn't. She didn't have
it. I understand 100%.
Yeah, of course.
Mission's aimed at the.
Not that. Not that.
It's only
the halala parts by the Yechumah, but that's
basically what Rameyer is saying. You're saying Rameyer's taina. That Yisrael married to Bat Shor can't feed a truma. This guy doesn't have favor and he feeds a truma. That's what he's saying.
That's right.
And Rabbi Arlo's Rabbi Shimon said you can't compare it. One never feeds truma and a kain does feed truma. You want to make up a Svar of Chayt and Nisker, make it up. And it's not who says we have to agree to that.
The question is, why did the Gemara say that? Not why did I say my thing? Why did the Gemara did not say that?
Rameyer is saying that.
Nobody argues with that front.
Reb Lazar and Shimon don't say that's enough to pass it from Truma. Now, Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's second shot. Because Tosfos' problem, amongst his problems, is that Locha is an illegal marriage does not feed his wife. If somebody marries a wife that he's not allowed to marry a love, he doesn't have to feed her when the time comes to feed her. We want him to get divorced. We don't want this marriage to stay. So there's no chi of mezainas. So she never can eat truma.
That's kind of what he's trying to say.
No.
That's not what he's saying.
He's saying that how can we let her eat truma and gain on the fact that an avera was done? That's his svara. Tysus is saying, what's the Mishnah Rishayna? Rashi said this is going like the Mishnah Rishayna. That there comes a time that she starts eating. At that point, can she eat truma?
That's by regular
marriage. Right. Zok says there never comes a time that she can start eating. Because we don't let an arusa of this kind of a marriage ever start eating kulin either. He never has to feed her.
Even if he's not coming.
Rabbi?
Oh,
well,
right.
Well,
if he marries a mamzeret, he would never have to feed her. He never has to feed her. Any marriage that is a lav, we say you don't have to feed her. So we never get to the Mishnah Rishayna point. Rashi's shot is that we get to the Mishnah Rishayna. When he starts having to feed her, so can he give her truma? He never has to feed her. We'll never get to the Mishnah Rishayna point. That's Tyson's discussion, Rashi.
Rabbi.
He says, I like the first job better, and he changes the gears into the Gemara of Mount Kedusha Rishus Paislim. He likes Rashi's first job. That's what he said. I don't
Rabbi.
Like Rashi's second. Yes.
Maybe we had this already, but don't Kohanim and even the Kohen Gadol have a regular responsibility under... just as a Yavama, if their
right,
own
I,
brother
I,
should
I,
die.
I hear you clearly.
Okay,
I'm
so sorry. So, all right. So don't Kohanim have a basic responsibility of either Yavamas or Chalitza like any other Yid if their brother dies?
Kohen Gadol does not. If he can't do Yibum, he has to only do Chalitza. And a regular Kayan can. But we're not talking about Yibum Chalitz in this Mishnah.
Well, I know we're not really doing that, but they may have, but we're talking about improper marriages and feeding someone that shouldn't be fed. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, a Kohen is going to have a responsibility, possibly, if he doesn't want to do Chalitza. He has an actual mitzvah to marry a lady who might not otherwise be eligible. Let's say his little brother had married someone he shouldn't have married. She was a widow before she married his little brother or something like that, or whatever. I mean, why? I'm not quite clear why we're balancing in the whole formula here why the marriage to a Kohen is improper if it might be proper under just a principle of Yavamas. He might have a...
there is no mitzvah of Yibum when there's a Chayve Laban. We don't want Yibum when there's a Chayve Laban. We want only Chalitza. If it's an improper marriage, there's no Yibum.
And that includes for a Kohen under any circumstances.
Well, a Kayin and a Grusha. A Kayin and Amana is a proper marriage.
Yeah. Okay.
A Psuah Daka is someone whose testicles got wounded in a way that the Torah forbids him to marry a regular Jewish lady. One is a wounding to the testicles and one is a wounding to the male organ, and it bans him from marrying a regular Jewish girl. Kiddush, it's like every other Chayvei Lavan. It's not a Kohen to Rebbe Akiva, correct? Right. So if I would have said the other way, you would have told me Rebbe Akiva, right? This is the Machloikas or Mayor Reb Loza Reb Shimon. Can she eat while she's an Arusa? We'll learn the second shot in Rashi. It's a Giyazman. The time came for him to feed her. Can she start eating truma? He's a Kayan. Can she start eating truma? Lura Meir Dami Mishtabaris will be a Psula de Raisa Leyachla. According to a Meir, she's waiting for a illegal Bia, and therefore she cannot eat, because if they ever have that Bia, she becomes, it's Aser, it's a Lav. And Lura Blaza Rab Shimon Dami Mishtabaris will be a Psula de Raisa Leyachla. And according to Rabbi Shimon, what happens in the future happens in the future. Now she's an arusa to a kayan, and there's no reason that she can't eat.
Lav.
She did the lav already.
What does that mean? What does that mean? She did the lav. Who cares?
It's over. Rashi. I heard your guys 8 times.
Right. What's the answer?
Knowing.
What's
Rashi,
the answer?
It doesn't make a difference. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Babaka Machar, I feel this is. She's waiting for a beer that's possible to rise. So Hanami Akhla, something about me, who says it's a good comparison? A Kayan Gadol who marries an Amana, or a Kayan who marries a Grusha, there's nothing wrong with him. He's a kosher Kayan. He did an Aveira. But he's nothing wrong with him. He has the ability to marry a different woman and feed her. Right? So therefore he can feed this Amano or this Grusha. Right? This Tsuadaki can't marry any woman. This Tsuadaki can't marry anybody. But who can he marry? That's the next Gemara. So this Tsuadaki can't marry anybody. So he'll never be able to feed a wife. Maybe Rav Lazar Rav Shimon only said it. But there's nothing wrong with the Kayan. Here, what is that? Here, the only one that was banned. I almost feel like I was banned from Twitter. You know what I mean? Here I am, I wanted to do something, and they banned me and they let everybody else. It's like discrimination against certain people, you know what I mean? Lifetime ban on Twitter for me, you know what I mean? I always thought you're gonna end up moving to Lakewood, so it's anyway, so my turn. Okay. Zukti Gemara. Do mat kala kamra blaz rab shim and hasam L D S Lahubumakamakar. Avuhaka Dangler Lahubumakamaka Lai. Here there's something wrong with the Kayan. He can never marry a woman. He can't marry any woman. That was a difference between this lady and the Kayan. But the Kayan himself was intact. The Tzuadak is not an intact Kayan. Maybe Rav Lezer Rav Shimon only allow him to feed the Amana because the Kayan is 100% Kayan. He can marry a different woman and feed her. this kayin is lacking. He can never feed a wife because his wife will always be usher. Aye, Rabbi Shlita's question. He can marry a Giyaris, according to one man, the Amar. A Ger is not considered Kahal Hashem. When the Torah bans a Psuah Dakan to marry Kahal Hashem, it means a born Jewish. But a convert, he's allowed to marry. And he can feed her. He's a Kayan. It's not so simple. I mean, boy, Baylor, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi possibly. Rabbi Yechon had a Shiloh from Rabbi Yechon. Can a Psuah Dakan Kayan marry a Giyaris? Because a Kayan is not allowed to marry a Giyaris. A Yisroel B'tzua Daka has the option of a Giyaris, according to one man the other. A Kayan might not even have that option, because a Kayan is not allowed to marry a Giyaris. So even though he's a B'tzua Daka, who says that makes the Isser Kahuna go off? That's a Shaila. And the Rabbi didn't pressure them, he didn't know. So maybe B'tzua Daka Kayan is different than an Amana L'Kayan Gadol. So therefore, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Shia's analogy is not a good analogy. Because the case of Amar the Kayan Gadol is a perfect Kayan who did an Avera. The Grusha Mahalutza, the Kayan Hedjit is a perfect Kayan who did an Avera. The Tsuadaki Kayan is not a perfect Kayan. He can't marry anybody. He can never feed a wife. So who says he can feed a wife after he does the Kedushin? Zok the Gemara, that's not a question. Itmar. Abaye Amar Hoya Machila B'lo Yada. It's not true. Because if a person married a woman, a regular, healthy person married a woman, and then became a Petuah Daka, the Mishnah says later on, clearly, that a man who married a woman and then became a Petuah Daka can continue feeding his wife as long as they don't have a relationship. He married her as a kosher marriage. It was fine, no lav, perfectly married. He became a Petuah Daka. He had a car accident, Rachmana Litzlan. He became a Petuah Daka. And now he can't stay married to this woman. But as long as he's married to her and doesn't have a relationship, she can continue eat truma. So he does feed his wife at a certain point. So your question that a Petuah Daka can never feed a wife? Not true. And Rav Amar Haya Machila Bavadim Shukhais HaKnanim. Rav says, her avadim and her shivchas, as long as they're married, they can eat because they belong to the woman who is acquired by a kayin, and they can eat. So he can't feed a wife, but he can feed avadim and shivchas. So your question that he never feeds anybody is not true. So it is a good analogy. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Anami Yochlo the Kinyan Kasbahi by Chelis Vartira Vaat the Bola. Until he lives with her, the Shavya Chalola, Achla. Now here this Rashi is a Peladik Rashi, because Rashi is saying that when a Petuah Daka lives with a woman, she becomes a Chalola.
Wow.
And the Gemara says elsewhere, Chalola is only someone who can't marry a Kayan. Any love to every Yisrael is not a Chalola. Chalola is if a Kayan marries a Grusha, or if a Kayan Gadol marries an Amana. But if a Kayan Petuah Daka marries a woman, she becomes a Zaina, but she doesn't become a Chalala. It's a non-legal Bia, but the word Chalala doesn't apply. So many Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they say Chalala doesn't apply here. Rashi calls it a Chalala.
What exactly is a Chalala? What is
she can't marry a Kayan. No difference, Chalala and Zaina. They both can't marry a Kayan. The question is, what word are you giving her? What lav is it? It's a different lav. What is she? Halal or Zayna? No difference except which lav to warn the Kayan if he wants to marry her. What are you being over?
You're the wrong one. So if she's an almana from the Petuah Daka, and that's not, according to Rashi, she couldn't marry Kohen?
No, a Kayan can't marry a Zayna. Right, no, a Kayan can't marry a Halala. She's a Halala. That's what Rashi's saying. Correct.
Is she a Zayna?
Other Rishonim say she's a Zayna. The problem, it is a problem to learn she's a Zayna as well. It's a problem. Because somebody answered. The problem with learning it's a Zayna is that there's a rule that says a Zayna has to be someone that's but was banned from this marriage from the beginning. It was a relationship that was never legal. Here, it was a legal relationship that turned illegal in the middle. It's like we said that a Magzik Rishasai, it never can become a Zayna because she was once legal to this man. Any man, any relationship that was once legal, the Gemara says later on, does not make a Zayna. This was a legal relationship. It turned illegal.
Well,
he became a Petzuah Daka.
Originally, he wasn't.
He was a regular man. He was a healthy man who married a woman as a healthy man and then turned into Petzuah Daka. So the problem with the Rishayim that say he makes her a Zayna is that the problem with Rishayim that says he makes her a Zayna is the fact that she was not Zaret from Yikara. That's the question.
I don't know where the Mishnah is. Ashir Husham, look at him now.
That has nothing to do with this.
Please. I'll tell you why I'm saying that.
I know, because you have a sticker tie around it, but please.
No, not because of that. I'm saying, why do we look at, in the future, they're going to have a bad Dia? Look at him now. Right now,
no,
he's happy.
Don't say it again.
Why?
Because he said
what's the answer?
And now he's saying the opposite, that he said 7 times. That's the Shaila. Rameir says you look at the future.
And I'm telling you, the Chumash says not to.
It's only now. It's at a different context, a different context. How chayin loy lahachu b'makam achash? Ain't look isha shum teres loy. There's no woman that's mutter to him. The bas gerim. He can marry a bas gerim. The tzavar kal gerim liikri koho. V'ena b'chal liyavim to a doctor. They're not included in the love. The nice of beheter, and the kayin can marry her beheter, makila betruma. It's not true. Because when Ben Boy Minei Rabbi Yechim Ravaisha Lekama Mishmaitim, Le Pashalei Makila Betruma Allah, he's not sure. If my Lishluya Kushin Asa, so Rabbi and Rabbi come to answer the question. Haya Makila Belo Yada, Haya Nasi Kayin Isha. He was married to a woman, Vechelas Betruma, regular healthy marriage, Venata Petsuwa Daka, Ubala, Le Taycho Betruma, the Shav Yechalala, the Nibbala Le Pashala, she was nibbled to somebody Pashala. As long as he didn't have a relationship and she was married to him legally, she can eat. He could feed his wife. So it makes sense. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon would say he can feed her. Duck to Gemara. Why didn't Abaya say like Rava? And why didn't Rava say like Abaya? Abaya said because he feeds his wife. And Rava says because he feeds her avadim. Bailama Karava, king of the Ishas, king of the Ishas, Yavina. We're comparing a marriage, so we like to compare it to a case where he feeds during a marriage. But Yavina, king of the Ishas, king of the avadim. The fact that he feeds slaves doesn't reflect on his ability to feed a wife. Rava, Amakabaya, Shaina, Asim, Shkwarachla. That's because she was eating already, but she was married to him. So she continues. Right here, he's starting to feed her. Abaya says the fact that she ate already would have no bearing. If you're going to say eating already makes a difference, Abaya married to a kayin and then he dies, why can't she continue eating? She was eating already. Terence says, what you did before has no bearing. That's because he's no longer married to him. Here she was eating and she still married them. So therefore, Rava holds the fact that he can continue feeding his wife is no bearing on starting to feed a new wife. And Abaya holds it's a marriage from a marriage is better than learning out of marriage from Avadim. Rashi, Shkvar Achlik Shubari, she ate when she was healthy. I wanted to say over here, right, your question from Basher Husham. Reminds me of a story.
No.
Yeah. Reb Chaim Brisker was once talking to somebody. And the person said to him, everything you do, you say two dinim. This is this, and this is that. Who says things have two dinim? So Reb Chaim said, as when you burn something and make it into ashes, panim chadashas v'olakam. It's a new thing. Now, halacha is by Sheva Brachas. To make Sheva Brachas, you need panim chadashas. He says, why isn't there halacha that when you need panim chadashas, take something and burn it, and you have ashes, and it's panim chadashas? The Gemara calls it panim chadashas, and bring that to your Sheva Brachas, and you can make Sheva Brachas because you have panim chadashas. I said, what do you mean? That's not the same panim chadashas. So the Gemara said, oh, there are two types of panim chadashas. tudinim. There's the panim chadashis of people, and there's the panim chadashis of ashes. So you're agreeing to me that the same words don't mean the same thing every time. They can mean different things, right? Right? Panim chadashis doesn't mean the same thing. Ashes are panim chadashis, but they don't work for shever brachas. So, same thing. There are tudinim and other things as well. Same thing here. Vasher usham. You're right. When Hashem punishes, he takes into account where the person's holding now, not the future. What does that have to do with the halacha of letting her eat truma or not letting her eat truma? That's what you want to say. Since Hashem doesn't punish a person only where he is, so we should let her eat truma even though she's had it to be a psula. Not necessarily does every following thing follow the same thing. It's a beautiful story with Reb Chaim. No, that's why I said it, for the value of the story of Reb Chaim.
Yeah.
You can say that it's Shever Brachas Tyra, it's Tikkun Tyra for Reb Chaim.
I think it's Reb Chaim's
sign. Say Reb Chaim Brisker. Right. Because we introduced the Shaila about a Kayan marrying a Giyaris, we mentioned that Rabbi Yechonin asked Rabbi Ishiya the Shaila, and Rabbi Ishiya didn't know. So we're going to now go into that Shaila. Again, let me explain the position here. A Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Ptsuadaka. I'm sorry, a Ptsuadaka is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. But according to one Mandi Amar, this is a Machloikas throughout Chas, do we consider a convert Kal Hashem? Is Kahal Hashem only born Jews or even converts? Now again, I'm not belittling converts. Converts are like Avraham Avinu. They found the Rabbi Nishleilam. They are unbelievably high madrega. But the word Kahal Hashem means born Jews. So when the Torah bans a mamzer from marrying Kahal Hashem, according to one Madiyamar, a mamzer can marry a Giyaris. The kid will be a mamzer, but a Giyaris and a mamzer can get married to each other. And Amayni can marry a Giyaris. The boys will be Amayim. But again, there's nothing wrong with that marriage. A Ptsuadaka can't marry a Bas Yisrael, right? He can marry a Giyaris. There won't be children, so there's no fear of any continuity here. But that's if you hold Kal Gerim by Yikri Kohol. There is a Mandi Amar that says not true. Any convert is considered Kal Hashem, and therefore whoever can't marry a Jewish woman can't marry a Giyaris as well.
Do they ever get in any Giyaris afterwards become Kal Hashem? Gerim.
Well, if they are not converts, the children of converts, then there's three Mandi Amar, but Pashtas, they become Kal Hashem. They do become Kal Hashem, except for, we'll see, maybe for a Kayan, we'll see later on. Now, a Kayan can't marry a Giyaris. That's learned out from a Pasuk. A Kayan cannot marry a Giyaris. Even if he's 100%, he's a kosher Kayan, he's not a Ptsuadaka, he's a kosher Kayan. If he's a kosher Giyaris, there's nothing wrong. A Kayan cannot marry a Giyaris. That's the halacha. So now we have a Ptsuadaka Kayan. If he's a Ptsuadaka Yisrael, he can marry a Giyaris. If he's a regular Yisrael, he can marry a Giyaris. A Kayan can't marry a Giyaris. What if he's a Ptsuadaka Kayan, who now can't marry a Jewish woman? Does the fact that he's a Kayan get waived? Did the Torah waive that and let him marry a Giyaris or not? That's the Shaila. Mitzad is Kayan. As a Yisrael, he can marry a Giyaris. As a Ptsuadaka, he can marry a Giyaris because Kal Gerim Le'ik Rikol. According to one Mandi Amar, which we're operating on.
That's
not
the Yisrael
Isser. No, Nukal Isser. Why? What Yisrael Isser?
Because the Kayan came first.
Yeah, but then he became, meaning, how he can't marry a Giyaris, and now he became a Ptsuadaka.
I'm sorry.
No, we're trying to make him mutter. We're trying to make him mutter.
I'll say no. How can it? Kohen came first. He said Ptsuadaka later. You said Ptsuadaka came later, right? So he couldn't marry, right? So now why should this help?
No, because maybe Ptsuadaka takes off his
Kahuna. Why would it?
Not an answer. It's not an answer. It's a hecker.
For the Ptsuadaka!
Right, that is Isser right. Being called an Isser, taking off an Isser, not adding an Isser.
Okay, I'm saying, what kind of...
So that's the Gemara that's going to explain the Shiloh.
Why would it...
That's the Shiloh.
I don't get it.
Is a Ptsuadaka Kayan lose his Isurei Kahuna marriage.
Say, when I brought an Israel, I wanted to show you something that stays there, can't be removed. Elazar. Elazar, Yishmael.
No, it's not. We'll continue this tomorrow.
Things out of nowhere.